get re-energized, we get that special present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that special light, the special spiritual DNA.
Wherever you get your podcasts from, or our own website, prismoftorah.org. This is the Prism of Torah with Rabbi Asaf Aharon Prisman.
Shalom uvrocha. In this week's Parasha, Parashas Emor, I saw a very nice idea that I want to share with you, and it helps alleviate many questions that I've had for many years. And also, practically speaking, it will help us in our daily lives, aside from the amazing story I hope to say that I heard of last week. So it says like this, in our Parasha, Perek Kaf Gimel, 23rd Perek, it says the following. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe le'emor, Moshe Rabbeinu, speak to Am Yisrael, daber b'nei Yisrael, and you should tell them about all the festivals I'm appointing for them to do. Daber b'nei Yisrael talem, Mo'adei Hashem asher tirir oisam, these are the festivals they should have. And the first thing it goes on to say, which is totally lichoira, not in place, is about Shabbos. Sheishes yamim ta'aseh melacha, 6 days you should work, and then on the seventh day, you should have Shabbos, Shabbaton. And the question begs itself, what do you mean? What does Shabbos have to do with the Chagim, the Moadim? Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, what does that have to do with Shabbos? And it's true that Rashi feels this kasha is very strong, and hence he asks, what is Shabbos doing here? Ma'inyan Shabbos etzel Moadois. And it teaches us, because it wants to teach you, that if a person's mechalel the Shabbos, that a person who desecrates the Shabbos is like he's desecrating the Moadim, the festivals, and vice versa. But still our question remains, because if that was the only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu stooped and put Shabbos here in the Parsha of the Moadois, the festivals, the Chagim, wouldn't it make more sense to put it at the end? Because it's not really fitting. But why are you putting it at the beginning? By the way, the Gaon Mevilna, Mistama had this question, because it's brought down that the Gaon Mevilna learns this pasuk totally differently. And he says that these 6 days, it's not referring to the 6 days of the week. It's referring to all the 6 days of Yamim Tovim we have in the year, which is 2 days in Pesach, the first and last, 2 days of Sukkot, the first and last, Shmini Atzeres, that's four. Shavuos is another one. Rosh Hashanah is another one. We're already up to six. And the seventh day, that's like a Shabbos, that talks about Yom Kippur, with Shabbos Shabbaton, it's called. And hence, that's how he gets out of this question. But what about the Midrash Rashi is bringing? There obviously is some way tighter link between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that is what we're trying to find out. There's another Midrash that screams out this idea that Shabbos and Yom Tov are really tightly connected. And it says in the Mechilta that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, if you'll be worthy and you'll merit to keep the Shabbos, im tisku lishmo es haShabbos, then in the future, asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu latet lachem shloisha moadois. In the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you as a present 3 festivals, Pesach, Atzeres, Vesukos. And again, we have to understand, what is the deep connection over here? Before we start answering this question, we also have to understand, technically speaking, we know there's one major difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that is that on Yom Tov, there are certain malachas one is allowed to do on Yom Tov, such as the ones relating to Ochel Nefesh. So you're allowed to cook in certain way for certain in certain scenarios for Yom Tov. However, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So perhaps we can connect the root difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov and their relationship, and why it is that we have this triple effect that in one you're allowed to do melachas for certain scenarios, and one you're not. Obviously, to be able to answer all these questions, we have to go back to the drawing board and understand what is the essence of Shabbos and what is the essence of Yom Tov. We know that the festivals, the Moadim, the deep idea behind them is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us to commemorate the relationship we had with Hashem and the special miracles we had during those times. And we know that Ramchal says in Derech Hashem that whatever was the special uniqueness during that Chag, the spiritual DNA that came down, the light that came down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, that idea reinstitutes itself each year during that time. And we can tap into that koyach, that power, that energy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us on that day. And each Chag, each Yom Tov has its theme. And we tap into that spiritual DNA and we come and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that point for that idea. Meaning, Klal Yisrael gets together and connects to Hashem. And we be amet know that the ripple effect of that, and that is why it makes so much sense that we have a mitzvah, Aliyah LaRegel. We all come towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. We come to the Beis HaMikdash, we have a mitzvah to come there, all Klal Yisrael together and connect to Hashem. The Ramban speaks this out when it says, Mikra E Kodesh. He explains, Mikra E, it's called Lishon Isuf. Everyone gathers together. We call everyone to come together. Liko is to call. To get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning we have this avoida of connecting to Hashem. However, Shabbos is not like that. Shabbos, we remain where we are, and Hashem gives us a certain light, a certain spiritual entity comes down to us, and we get it as a present. It's an oitzo, it's a treasure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Why? Because Shabbos is there for us to commemorate the idea of emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. He created the world in Sheva Yamei Bereishis. And also within that is that on the seventh day, Hashem rested. So we're also resting, commemorating the idea that we understand, we believe, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Oid Milvado, He created the world, and He is still continuing to manage everything. That is exactly why it's so important that even in Kiddush, which the intrinsic idea is Shabbos, we still mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it's to show this idea Hashem continues to run the world. And He didn't leave everything just in autopilot. And hence, because Shabbos, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down to us, giving us this spiritual essence. It's very, very on a high level. We didn't do anything to get it. Hashem comes down to us and gives us, and hence, it's a present. But that's why it's also on the same day every week. It has nothing to do with us setting up the stage, as opposed to the Mo'adim that we know, Beis Din, which represents Klal Yisrael. We set up and we're Mekadosh the Chodesh with Eidim, with witnesses. And based on what we're saying, we are the one that Mekadosh this money. Because we decide based on Beis Din, when the Mo'adim will be. And we connect to Hashem through that. That's our avodah, as opposed to Shabbos. It comes down no matter what, every time on the seventh day. That's why on Shabbos, we say Mekadosh HaShabbos. Because the whole idea of Kedusha is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's on a very high level. That's why it's like Me'ein Olam Haba. As opposed to the Mo'adim, it says Mekadosh Yisrael Ve'azmanim. And Chazal teach us that means Hashem is Mekadosh us, yes. But in order for us to be also able to Mekadosh this manim al yaday Beis Din. In a nutshell, Shabbos represents the idea that we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world and Gadlus Hashem. And hence, we're not kuvea when it's that going to be. It's always going to be on the seventh day. As opposed to the Mo'adim, that the essence of them is for us to express our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're the chosen nation. And hence, it's dependent on Klal Yisrael and our connection to Hashem. And that's exactly what it says in the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. That the Kedusha of Shabbos is anchored in Kviya Vekaima. And therefore, we're Choyse Mekadosh HaShabbos. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing all the work. As opposed to the Mo'adim. Mekadosh Yisrael VeHazmonim. That we are Mekadosh Dezmanim. Based on this, we can already answer one of our questions. You know why there's no room to do any Melacha on Shabbos? Because it's 100% Bitul Me'atzmenu. We are totally on the receiving end. We shouldn't do anything on Shabbos. On Shabbos is a time to commemorate this idea. The light's coming down. The spiritual essence is coming down. We're tapping into that and we're connecting and we concentrate on the idea of Emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That is the Kedusha of the day. It's to remember the idea, to commemorate the idea. Hashem created the world. On the seventh day, He didn't do anything. He was Shoivis. On the other hand, the Mo'adim, we know the Gemara Psachim Daf Samech Ches Amud Beis. Says, chetzi, that's what we paskin, chetzi lachem, chetzi lashem. There is an idea that we do something. Why? Because we have to come from our perspective and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we do aliyah l'regel. We connect to Hashem and we elevate the physical in order to be connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's dafka set up this way, that from the physical we connect to Hashem and we elevate the physical. And this is also exemplified in the idea that on Shabbos in Musaf, we have only two korbanos we give. We only bring shnei kvasim. That's it. As opposed to the Mo'adim, we have a lot of korbanos we give. Parim, meilim, kvasim. Why? According to what we're saying, it's very good. Because Kedusha Shabbos is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no idea of our partnership with Hashem. That's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're commemorating that idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world and He created the world. However, in Mo'adim, the whole idea of the Mo'adim is the Kedusha that comes from our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there is a lot of room for us to do things and connect to Hashem and elevate the physical. And there, hence, it makes a lot of sense that we are bringing a lot of korbanos. The Michtav Meliyahu says along these lines, he says, on Yom Tov, we have this special idea of being Simcha v'samachta bechagecha. Why? Because that's the way we elevate the physical and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, Shabbos is not like that. Shabbos, the idea of Shabbos is Menucha, Dveikus. We connect to Hashem. And we're totally mevatel ourselves to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world and we have emunah that Hashem created the world. And hence there's no room to do a malacha. Nothing's missing. We know Hashem created the world as is. That's it. We don't do anything because it's not working to connect Hashem and elevate the physical. That we do during the Chagim. Rab Shimshon Rafael Hirsch Zatzal says, this is the root idea of the Isra Malacha on Shabbos, because mevatel what the person does klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Mekubalim writes. That's what he says. And that's the idea of Me'ein Oilam Haba, as we spoke. The Sfas Emes takes this idea even further and says that the difference between the spirituality DNA that comes down to the world on Shabbos and that of the Yom Tov, Shabbos comes and it's such a high level that we can't continue that light in our goof, in our nefesh, and hence it goes away Motzei Shabbos, and that's why we have to make a bracha on Besamim. As opposed to Yom Tov, it still lingers on because we elevate the physical, so it's within us, and hence we don't need to say a bracha on Besamim, because it's, even though we did have a neshama yaseira according to some, but that neshama yaseira had an effect on us, a linger effect on us, and hence it's not, we don't need to be, oh, we need Besamim now to smell something to help us out, because it remains in us a certain amount, a roishim it's called. All this in brackets. Now we can get to the main event. The concept we want to share with you is the following. The kesher, the connection between Shabbos and Yom Tov, is on Shabbos we get re-energized every week. We get that special present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that special light, the special spiritual DNA that gives us an opportunity to elevate our level of Kedusha. That gives us the koyach to be able to connect to Hashem when we reach the Moadim. And hence they're very tightly coupled. It's almost like Shabbos is a prerequisite for the Moadim. That second midrash we quoted earlier makes a lot of sense now. If we'll merit to keep Shabbos, im tiskuli shmores haShabbos, atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the future HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the Shloisha Moadim, the three festivals, Pesach, Atzeres, and Sukkos. That makes a lot of sense. Because mikoach l'Shabbos, we have the ability to do the Moadim. If we were mechalel one of them, game over. We're showing we don't have covered in any of them, and also we're not going to deserve to get the Moadim. First, we have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remind me HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we value the Shabbos, which, by the way, in brackets, we understand why a person is Mechal Shabbos. It's a horrible thing, and we said, is Muma L'Kol HaTorah Kula, close brackets. Practically speaking, where does this leave us? We answered all our questions. We saw a very tightly link between Shabbos and Yom Tov. We also understand now why Shabbos is first. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to tell us about all the festivals, first he speaks about Shabbos. Why? It has to be Shabbos first. It makes a lot of sense because it's a prerequisite. It gives us, it re-energizes us. It gives us the Kedusha we need as a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to connect Hashem for the Moadim. Each one, each Moed we know has a special spiritual idea in it. Each one's different. And every year we can expand on that and get to a higher level. As we said once before, it's not just like a circle every year we go back to the same day. No, it's like a spiral going up, an upward spiral. Because every year we have an opportunity to upgrade us from the level of Kedusha we were last year. And on that Nekuda now, on that point, we can upgrade ourselves. What practical idea can we take out from here? I think it's obvious. In the level of a Kedusha, the holiness a person reaches, which as we spoke about, that's the whole idea of all these parshias. That is the amount he's going to be mashpia, ability to be mashpia, to affect in a positive way the people around him and his surroundings. That's what we're here for, to affect other people in a positive way. That's not only a function of how smart you are. It's way more than that. It's the idea of how much Kedusha you have. We see Gdoyle Yisrael, they are able to affect their surroundings because of their Kedusha. You see it in their eyes. This Kedusha comes from Shabbos and then it leaves, but it gives us the ability to connect Hashem and the Moadim, and every time we get on the higher level of a Kedusha. If a person wants to be mashpia on other people and help them upgrade themselves, spiritually speaking, we need to ensure we fill up our glass in order to be able to pour on others. How do we do that? Through Shabbos and the Moadim, through learning Torah. And the person has to continuously work on getting higher level, because the higher level he reaches, the more effect, positive effect he can have on his surroundings, and on Klal Yisrael and the Olamos above us, all the worlds that Hashem created. And that will bring us, Yirtzeh Hashem, to Vias HaMashiach v'Mehreh v'Yameinu. I want to end off with an amazing story I heard. The person the story's about, his name is Effie Eitam. For those of you who know, he used to be, I think, in the political party here in Israel of the Mafdal. In any case, he says the following story. He already faced death many times in his life, also in Mivtza and Tebi, also in Mechemes Yom Kippur. He was an army, he was a top person there. Al Kol Panim, at one point in his life, several years ago, he just needed to get away. He needed to get away, and then he went, and hence, I don't have all the details in front of me right now, but he flew to no man's land, somewhere in America. From there, they took another small plane. It was totally him and his six friends in nature. There was only six lodges over there. And we're going to go on a special fishing trip. I have some friends that like to do this stuff. A helicopter takes them in no man's land and they like to survive their fishing, etc. Okay. And so that's what they did. They had one instructor with a small plane that came to help them out. His name was Billy. And one of those people that went, one of those six, said, "Hey, Billy, tell me something. I understand the most dangerous thing out there that can get us is something known as the grizzly bear. What do we do if the if in reality that's what happens and he faces us? What do we do?" He says, "You keep calm and you say, 'Bear, bear, this is our place and we want to fish. Please leave.'" Something along those lines. Effie, Eitam, laughed it off. He goes, "What do you mean? They're going to understand this Taina? They're going to understand the statement we're saying? They even understand English? What is this?" They laughed it off. Eventually, they reached that place. Everything was beautiful. It's just them and nature. Couple of hours into the trip, around 8 hours into the trip, Effie finds himself on his own, fishing, eating his tuna that he brought from Israel. Suddenly, he hears rustling in the back, in the field. He turns around, and lo and behold, he sees a grizzly bear staring him in the face. He realizes he can't run because they're going to outrun him. They run 30 miles per hour. He realizes he can't really run up the tree or try to climb up the tree because they can outrun him and outclimb him. He has nothing to do but actually to say what Billy told him. So he stares him in the face and says, "Bear, bear, I want to fish here. This is my place. Please leave." At the first instance, this bear goes on his two. From being on four, he goes on two, gets really high up, and he scares him. He didn't know what to do. He was about to melt. That's what he's saying. In his heart, he was about to melt. He didn't know what to do. 2 seconds later, the bear just turns around, goes into the lake, and starts fishing a fish on his own. Later on, he goes away, and suddenly Billy comes down from his little helicopter, and he runs up to Billy, and he tells him, "Billy, you were right. It worked, it worked." And Billy tells him, "Of course it worked. I'll tell you why it works. Everyone knows that the crown of nature, in our Lashon, the crown of the Bria that Hashem created, the world that Hashem created is human, is us. And kol od, you don't act like an animal. If you scream, if you run, if you crawl, if you roll on the ground, he'll make a mistake that you're his prey. He'll think you're an animal. But if you act like a human and you say a voice like a human and you keep calm, he's going to realize you're the crown. He's not going to touch you." And I want to take this idea further. People are the crown, but us, Yidins, we have a special neshama. We have a special kesher with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have to realize we're the crown of the crown. And hence, the purpose of life is to not to waste our times living like animals and just eating and enjoying life for the sake of enjoying, but elevating the physical, ensuring we fill up and energize ourselves with Kedusha, holiness, so we can affect the people around us. Have a good Shabbos.
This concludes another episode of the Prism of Torah. Thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something valuable. If you did, please subscribe to the podcast and give a 5-star rating. You can also find this podcast wherever you get your podcasts or our own website, prismoftorah.com, where we have a full archive of all our past episodes. We would like to thank Yona Vefa for the recording equipment and Ellie Podcast Productions for handling all our post-podcast productions. Join us next week for another enlightening conversation on the Prism of Torah.